The governance committee has been looking at these things with the sense that it's probably a good idea to have discussions about these before they actually become bylaws proposals in order to try to develop some consensus. But we don't have any formal role in that other than enrolling six PMB members in doing that. So Vanessa's motion then could be forwarded to the PMB, and six people on the PMB would then have to take it up in order to and craft a bylaws amendment in order to actually effectuate it. As far as the timeline is concerned, we had proposed and passed the timeline at the last meeting, which I think was on the 18th of April. And there was, unfortunately, a mistake in it. Actually, I haven't checked it. Serene said there was a mistake. I accept that there was a mistake in it. You need 45 days between the time when the bylaws are actually posted and when the first vote is taken. That's in the bylaws. And the dates that were presented there only allowed for 44 days. So that's going to have to be redone, hopefully, at the very next meeting in 2 days and shifted. I believe the date has to be June 3rd. Is that correct for the first for the first posting? Serene, you were paying attention to that. Is that correct?
June 2nd.
June 2nd. It was June 2nd and needs to be June 3rd, or it's...
The motion said the 3rd. It should be the 2nd.
Should be the 2nd. Got it. All right. Okay, so that's it. That's all I have to say about that. Adriana, you're next on the stack. Adriana?
Hello?
Yes?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. What I want to say is in the last meeting when we discussed this issue, I was thinking that will be enough with, management selection review taking care of this issue. But the more that I hear about it, I agree that we need to be more specific, and I agree that we should put that in the bylaws, because if not, like was referred by other members, the factionalists in the LSD make that, GMs in general, they can avoid totally to collaborate with the LSD, and it's nothing that can be done. I agree that we should put it in the bylaws and be very specific. Then, GMs and program directors, but basically GMs, they are employees of the foundation, and they should collaborate with the LSB. And I think I agree totally that this issue needs to be, makes sense to put it in the bylaw very clearly. That's it. Thank you.
Benito.
Yeah, I was just going to say that in light of what Serene said a minute ago about, the initial email that prompted this whole discussion, that in, like Serene said, I would support what Serene said. I think before any kind of vote on a motion, everybody on the committee should have the opportunity to read. I'll control myself and not characterize what I know I read. That's in there, the content of those emails, that email thread. So I think it would be very enlightening. So that's point number one. But point number two, I think that Marianela and I don't remember exactly one or two other people also spoke to the idea that this whole discussion actually opens up a wider issue. And Vanessa spoke to it as well, now that I think about it, that there are a whole number of issues that need to be addressed in terms of the relationship between the GM and the LSB and the responsibilities of each You know, and so maybe we need to address all those as well and craft a much more global kind of motion and possibly amendment.
Do you want to move to postpone consideration?
That's what I would propose. Yes.
Okay. John, into the queue, please.
Okay. So what's on the floor is Benito's motion to postpone consideration of Vanessa's motion. So, people who speak, please speak to that. John, go ahead.
Yeah, I think that given we have a June 3 deadline, that I would like to ask Benito to kindly withdraw his motion to do this.
Oh, June 3rd.
June 3rd. The issue, you know, whatever they said in D.C., you know, I don't know whether it was true or false or whatever. It doesn't matter. The fact is, KPFK, we've had interim general managers for years and years. Our PD programming director is now interim for about 4 years. So this stuff goes on and on and on. And for them to just, you know, shrug and say, well, you know, I don't have to do it, to rely upon the executive director to try to enforce this when we have interim executive directors for years at a time as well. You know, you have to ask. I mean, I don't know where what station you're at, Benito, but the question is, you know, does your GM and LSV work well together? And, you know, and if it works well together, then maybe it's not your issue. But I think it's a network-wide issue because I did read what Michelle Price said in D.C., and she just said essentially she's not going to work with the LSV. She's chosen a couple of key people to work with, and that's all she was going to do. So, you know, I don't know what led to that or whatever, but it doesn't really matter to me. The fact is it's been a big problem for years and years at KPFK. It's apparently a problem in D.C., and I bet it's a problem at some other stations. So I urge us to move on this and not waste a lot of time talking about it. And just before I have to go, because we do have a GM search committee, because right now we have an interim GM. We have an interim, as near as I can tell, we have interim everybody, interim programming director, interim GM, and our old GM, who just resigned, is now the interim ED, according to the faction which fired Reese and that sort of stuff. So we've got EDs everywhere and nothing's getting done, but we need something that's better than interim directors.
Vanessa,
with a point of information.
What's your point?
Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA, joining.
Welcome, Jose.
Welcome. Luis.
Okay, so Benito, what's your point of information?
So does this committee only meet once a month? And if so, would it be possible to meet later on this month to consider not just this but other motions that we might want to craft into possible amendments?
It would be possible, certainly, by just consent of the committee, basically, of a majority. Let's see.
So maybe people can speak to that.
To the stack, right?
I'm on next. The stack, and that's one of the things I wanted to raise.
Okay, I'm next, and I got to go, so if I could be recognized, I appreciate it.
Lawrence, you are next. Serene, when are you on the stack? I didn't get you.
Oh, I asked after. I think I'm after Vanessa.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So she asked after me.
Lawrence,
I'm going to be real brief. I agree with Mr. Wenger that we need to move on this because we do have a deadline. I also understand Benito's point that we may have to meet again. I wouldn't want to because I have so many meetings, but I wouldn't, you know, I would definitely dedicate the time to do so. But I think we need to move on this amendment before the deadline and have it up and ready to go. So that's my point. Thank you.
Let's see. Vanessa.
Okay, just really quickly, Benito, someone urged you to withdraw the motion. I'm begging you to, please, because I sent the email that Serene, I had actually forgotten about that, and then I found it after Serene referenced it. I sent that email showing the specific exchange between the IGM and the LSB just to show how tangible and immediate a problem is that somebody would actually document that, you know, their intent not to work with the entity that they're charged to work with. I thought I was stunned, you know, by it. And so it was just to say, hey, this is a problem here. I think it's been well established through conversation, this one and prior, that this is a network-wide issue. And so I don't believe that anybody needs to see that specific email exchange, the PFW exchange between the IGM and the LSB, to understand the gravity of the situation. And I think we can really make a decision now, and also in the interest of the time frame that we're facing.
Serene.
Okay, so I would like to join Benito in proposing that there be a second meeting, simply because the earliest that this body could meet again, if we were to stick to, you know, meeting once a month, would be June 2nd, which would already be too late. So I'm not in front of the calendar, but if someone can propose a meeting.
I'm sorry, but that's out of order at the moment. What we're talking about is whether or not to postpone. If we choose, when we handle that, we can decide when or not, when we're going to meet again. But what's on the floor at the moment.
It has everything to do with why I think
I
we can't postpone it. Because,
understand,
I'm sorry, George, please don't interrupt me. This is a committee. The rules are very relaxed, and there's no need for you to overtalk, and you've been doing a lot of that tonight. The fact is that today is the 6th. The next meeting of this body, the earliest we could meet, if we wanted to meet next month, would be June. I think people should see the correspondence. I think there are definitely problems with, you know, Pacific is a weird place to work as a manager because you have a lot of people trying to manage you. There are good reasons, in addition to the fact that, you know, some people play chess games with our management. I mean, you know, just look back over the past 5 years and see how many people have been moved from one place to the other. Look over the past 2 years and see how many people have been moved from one place to another, often without consultation with the LSB. That's a problem. There are a lot of problems in our bylaws. I regret that we have so little time to craft really useful amendments to the bylaws because they're a huge problem. We will not get and will not keep qualified management by simply piling on the bylaws. I don't know when people are hired, especially those who are hired on an interim basis with very little interaction with the LSB or with the search committee, that they have any clue what their responsibilities are in the bylaws. They get their working their orders from whoever is filling the executive director post at the moment. So when someone comes into the station and they're dealing with a huge staff of 200 people, they're dealing with an executive director who put them in that place, often, again, as I said, nothing to do with the LSB. So they are subject to that person, you know, by the way our organization works. And they're also subject to a 24-person board whose interests may be very different depending on, you know, all sorts of things. It's a very difficult place to work, and our stations have been in crisis. So you're coming in. There's no clear command. There's no concept for most managers of working on with this level of collaboration. And I don't even know that they were told, hey, go look at certain parts of the bylaws. Except that when they screw something up, they said, well, the bylaws say, you know, they don't even know.
Serene, what's on the floor is whether or not it's on the question.
Okay, and I say this, recognizing.
Manager.
And I say this, recognizing that neither the boards nor the managers are perfect. So I do think we should postpone. I think we need to look at what, not just what, we need to find an effective way of getting good managers, keeping good managers, keeping managers who understand, and that's where the job description comes in. I do not think we can build in things to a job description which is subject to change into our bylaws.
Manager,
okay, I thought I heard a point of order before that, but...
So I would support postponing.
Okay, point of order, Vanessa.
I'm sorry. I have Manage for the stack. If there's no point of order, Manage, it's yours.
Just said point of order.
Maria Elena,
didn't Vanessa just say point of order?
I did. I'm trying to say the two members are going to leave in 5 minutes. We're going to not vote on anything, it appears.
No, we're going to vote on this question of whether to postpone or not.
Thank you. I call that question.
You can't call
a question in committee.
And that's correct also. Manager, you have the floor.
Yes. First of all, we have less than 4 minutes to the end of this meeting. We haven't decided. I call the question.
Again, you can't call
Maria,
the question.
You can't call a question committee. We just said that.
Please, Serene, let me...
We have only 3.5 minutes decision on this.
I am
leaving at the call. I cannot stay on this call up to 12 o'clock at night, my time. Thank you.
Maria Elena, I'm on the stand.
We have a time certain for the adjournment of this meeting, which is 10:30. It can be extended by...
When did we approve that?
Maria Elena, I'm on the stack. May I speak?
It should be in the kpftx.org agenda.
There was no such thing on the agenda. We went through the agenda. I didn't hear you read that. I asked specifically that the agenda be read, the draft agenda be read. You didn't say that.
Just a moment. I'll pull up the what's on the kpftx.
But Serene is correct. You didn't say that earlier.
Half the people didn't get that notice, and when you were asked to read the agenda, you didn't know you were
please.
Returning.
I'm not recognizing you, okay? The time is set.
Hello?
I'm sorry.
Why are you shouting at?
You're right. I'm sorry. The time is
typical of your behavior.
I know, Serene, I know. The time is on the KPFTX website. It has been there for a month. It says 10:30. If we want to extend time, we can. But that is the time to adjourn. That's the time that this meeting was set to adjourn. My apologies if I didn't read it at the time we were doing the agenda, but it is there on the agenda. So we're essentially out of time. We have two more minutes.
Point of information. Maria Elena has...
Let me finish, please. Our standing rules are that we clear what's on the floor before we adjourn. So we will take a vote on whether to postpone, and then if we don't postpone, we'll take a vote on Vanessa's motion. So that's where we're at. I had Maria Elena was the last one on the stack.
I have a point of information.
I'm sorry, let's take precedence. Benito, what's your point of information?
But I have a point of information as well. Maria Elena has a point of information as well as being on the stack.
Benito, what's your point of view?
That's fine with me. I don't,
I heard yours first, Benito. What's your point of information?
I was simply going to ask, how could we? Is there a way, that we could decide whether or not it's worthwhile to have another meeting?
Yes, we can do that before we adjourn.
Well, but I'm saying the answer to that question would resolve, I think, this other question. I mean, whether or not we need to vote. Because obviously, if we're not going to have a meeting later on this month, then we have to vote on this motion now. If we can decide that we are willing to meet again, then maybe the other issues related to this motion could be added to it,
So would you?
That's why I asked the question. Is there a parliamentary way to to decide whether or not to meet again first, so that can decide the other issue?
No.
Let me just think for a moment if there's a way to handle what you want to do.
George, point of...
Maria Elena is still on the stack.
There's no way to do that quickly, and I've got to go to the other meeting. So.
Okay.
May I ask my question?
I'm afraid we're going to have to... If there's a majority for postponing, there'll be a majority for coming to another meeting, I suspect. May not be the case, but that's the case. If there's not a majority for postponing, the point is moot. And so... I think we're just going to have to go ahead and take the votes as they're in front of us, unless somebody wants to extend time.
Benito, I vote to extend half hour.
Oh. No.
Extend time for 10 minutes.
Is there any objection to extending for...
Point of order, Chair?
I object.
Okay.
I object to extend. Point of order.
What's your point of order, Lawrence?
I believe the standing rules say that in order to extend time, it has to be done before the expiration of time. Is that correct?
I think that is actually correct, yes.
Okay, so, I really want to go to a vote on this because, obviously, me and Dr. Wenger have another meeting to go to. So
I understand.
Fine.
Okay, we are actually over time.
Maria Elena would like to ask a question.
What was your question, Maria Elena?
Did you receive the written proposed motion / resolution that I discussed earlier? I sent it about 10 minutes ago to the email address you gave me, GovList.
Yes, I did receive it.
Okay. And I simply want to submit that for consideration, and it pertains to the urgent duties that I articulated with regard to drastically reduced transmission power and with regard
don't go on about that. We're out of time. That motion has to be put on the next month's meeting, or it can be if we have a special meeting in between, it can be brought up then. It's a specific crafting of bylaws wording. Where we're at is we need to take a vote on whether or not to postpone or not. I'm going to call the roll. I assume there are objections to postponing. Are there any objections? Let's see. I don't want to.
Any objections to not postponing?
Are there any objections? Does anyone want to not postpone?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so. So we're going to take a vote on whether or not to postpone. Just a moment.
Postpone the vote on this motion, you're saying?
Yes. So if this passes, we can then go to the question of when are we going to meet next, which is allowed even if the time's run out. If it doesn't pass, then we'll take a vote on the motion that Vanessa put forth herself, okay, which was to send a message to the PNB that they should put something in the bylaws. Okay. With regard to the GM's responsibilities to the LSB. So is that clear? Is there any questions about what we're voting on? Okay.
I'm sorry, do it once more.
Serena has a question.
So the first question we're going to vote on is whether or not to postpone
Serena
consideration
has a question.
Of...
Hello?
I'm sorry?
May I ask my question?
Yes.
Okay, so my question is to Vanessa. You're saying your motion. I didn't get it. I don't know if you emailed it, but your motion. Could you repeat your motion? Because I didn't understand that you were asking the PNB to do it. I thought you were going to do it.
Okay, George, did you take a note when I made the motion?
No, I didn't.
Okay,
but
so basically, essentially, what it says is that this committee recommends to the PNB. That the bylaws be amended to include a provision for the IGM, or the GM, or IGM, whoever is in that capacity, to work cooperatively with the LSB, as is stated to be the responsibility of the LSB to work with the GM. It's basically a mutual responsibility to work with each other. That's not word for word what I said, but that's the essence of it.
Thanks.
And let me say again that it requires six members of the PNB to put any bylaws amendment on the floor, whatever we decide.
And so, George, you're voting on whether to postpone?
This first vote is whether to postpone. That's correct.
Okay.
And in just a moment, I will bring up the wait a minute.
To postpone during this month. Is that correct? To another meeting this month.
It's postponed. It wasn't postponed any particular time. If we have another meeting, it can be brought up at that meeting. Okay, so give me a moment to bring up the list. It's not obviously here. Okay, so I'm taking the vote now. A yes vote is to postpone. A no vote is not to postpone, and we will immediately consider Vanessa's motion. So, Lona, how do you vote? Lona Elias. Lona, are you there? We can't hear you. Chuck Anderson. Mal Bernstein. Adriana Castaneve. Casanavi. Can I be heard?
Yes.
Yes.
I can hear you. Yeah.
I'm not getting any responses from people. Adriana Casanova, how do you vote? Yes or no?
She wasn't on the roll. I mean, she didn't answer. She's not present.
Well, she was. Benito Diaz, how do you vote?
I vote not to postpone.
Not to postpone. Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs, how do you vote?
Not to postpone.
Jose Luis Fuentes, Roman, how do you vote?
Not to postpone.
William Heerwagen, how do you vote?
No.
No. Can you hear me, George, now, Adriana?
I can, Adriana, yes, I can. How do you vote?
Okay. No to postpone.
Okay. Pat Logan, how do you vote?
No.
Tony Norman, Andrea Pritchett, I vote no. Serene Roberts.
I abstain.
Manijay Saba.
No.
John Wenger.
No.
That's it. Margie Wilkinson's
nine,
not here.
That's 9-0 with one abstention.
That's right. It's 9-0.
You didn't call my name. George, you didn't call my name, Lawrence Reyes.
Oh, you know what, Lawrence? You're not on the list.
I'm not on the list?
That's right, you're not on the list.
Oh, that's, well, that's a...
I know, it's weird, but I'm going to call your name. How do you vote, Lawrence? I know you're on the committee. Okay. Okay, so it's...
You did not call my name. Maria Elena Castellanos, I vote that we do not postpone.
Yeah, you're not on the list either. Okay. So we're not going to postpone. The vote was 12 to 0 to 1 abstention. Let's move on to Vanessa's motion. Is there any objection to Vanessa's motion?
I just wanted to comment on it. Just wanted to comment on.
I'm sorry, John. I couldn't quite get you.
Yeah, my comment is
I'm
that
sorry.
Vanessa.
Point of order. Point of order.
What's your point of order?
If we're out of time and we're voting on what's left on the floor, there's no room for anybody to make comments.
Well, he can ask a point of information. That's allowed.
He didn't
okay,
say
my
that.
Point
he
of
said he had a comment.
I'll make a point of information then. Why, since the PNB relies on the governance committee to provide them the detailed wording on motions and stuff, why don't we at least ask Vanessa to write something down specifically to give them a good head start? Because I believe the PNB has been fairly busy recently. So why don't we try to make
okay,
it...
Okay, so that's not a point of information. It is a comment.
Not a problem. I can do that. I'll do that.
Sure. Okay. As it stands, Vanessa, would you read again what your motion is?
Okay. So that this committee recommends to the PNB to amend the bylaws to reflect that the GM or any person serving in that capacity has a responsibility to work, I'll say cooperatively, with the LSB, as stated, is the responsibility of the LSB to work cooperatively with the GM.
Okay. Is there any objection to that?
Yeah, certainly that. I'm
sorry?
Serene objects.
State Police Fuentes, KPFA object.
Okay, so we're going to take a vote. A yes vote is you support sending that forward to the PNB. Lona Elias. Chuck Anderson, Mal Bernstein, Adriana Casanova.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
No.
William Hiervagen.
No.
Pat Logan.
Yes.
Tony Norman, Andrea Pritchett. I vote yes. Serene Roberts.
No.
Manny J. Saba.
Yes.
John Wenger.
Yes.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
And Maria Elena Castellanos.
I vote no because it's not.
There's no discussion. There's no discussion.
Well, I have a friendly amendment as to why I'm voting no.
You cannot do that at a vote. All you can do is vote yes or no. Okay, so the vote, is there anyone I missed? Okay, so the vote is 8-4. The motion passes. Vanessa, would you send me a copy of it?
You'll send it to the whole committee?
No.
Actually, you can send it to the whole committee, and I'll forward it to the PNB.
Okay, I'll do it right now.
The last item is when we're going to meet next. Our next scheduled meeting is the first Tuesday in June. There was some sentiment, I don't know if it's still there, of wanting to meet earlier. So we can set another meeting if we want to. Does anyone want to suggest another meeting?
Benito to this thing.
Okay, Benito, go ahead.
So could we meet? I propose, since this is what?
It's the first Tuesday.
The first Tuesday. So what about the third Tuesday?
Let me bring up the calendar and see what they're... See what it said.
William for the stack.
Go ahead, William.
What is the point of this third week meeting if we already passed this motion? I thought it was to discuss that motion or something.
Well, Benito, you're proposing it. What's the point?
Yeah, my purpose is that there may be other proposed bylaw amendments that we might want to propose to the PMB, and amongst which is the whole discussion that was started by Marianela a little while ago about the responsibilities of the GMs, that go far beyond this one particular issue here.
Point of information.
Yes, Serene.
Are you talking about the third Tuesday in May this month?
Yeah.
Elections meeting that night.
May I suggest the second Tuesday...
Information.
Maria Elena, on the stack.
Please, let me finish. The second Tuesday and the fourth Tuesday, that is to say the 13th and the 27th. So the 13th would be next week, and the 27th is the last Tuesday of the month. There's nothing scheduled for then, according to the KPFT. X.calendar. So I would suggest, Benito, if it's okay, pick one of those two dates and we'll vote on it.
Well, whichever one works with the most number of people.
Okay. Maybe we'll do it that way. Well, actually, people can also vote no on either date. So let's... Yes,
I have a question.
What is it? Who's that?
Maria Elena has a question.
Yes, the question.
Is there a difference in the cutoff date with regard to submitting proposed changes to the bylaws? If there is that
no.
cutoff
date? No, the cutoff date is June 2nd.
So no, I'm sorry. Point of something.
What is it, Serene? What's the date?
I'm sorry?
What's the date?
Well, that's one of the things I wanted us to discuss tonight, but the fact is it has to be posted on the website on June 2nd, so that
yes.
it cannot be the date for submitting
correct.
It. I was proposing at least a week before because everything has to be spell-checked and properly formatted and gotten to the text in time for them to have it up on Monday. So I was proposing the 26th. It's one of the things I wanted to discuss with the committee, but we didn't get to that.
The 26th is a Monday.
It's a week before
It was roughly a week before. What, I don't remember what day it was the week.
We have a dates possible. Let me see it here, first of all. Is there anyone who would object to meeting again, if we can find a date, in order to put together some to craft some bylaws resolutions for forwarding to the PNB? Anyone object to doing that?
Prior to June 3rd?
Sorry, say it again, George. I missed it. I'm so sorry. Please say
yes.
Your last sentence.
Yes. In time to get them posted prior to June 2nd. Okay, so I hear no objection, so it's just a question of finding a date. Okay, so I think in that case we can go with, you know, approval voting, basically, for the dates. So I see three dates have been suggested, the 13th, which is next week, the 26th, which is a Monday, or the 27th, which is a Tuesday. Let's do it this way. How many people would prefer not to or can't meet on the 13th? Please, let's see. How am I going to do that on the phone?
Why don't we just vote on the 13th, and if it don't work, we can work
we'll
with the later
dates. I think that's a very good suggestion. Okay, so.
May I be recognized?
Yes, you may.
I'm sorry, I was out of order.
No, there. Welcome. There are three LSBs that are going to be meeting on Wednesday the 14th. I don't know about anybody else's energy level, but how long is the meeting going to be? Is it a continuation of this meeting so we don't have to, like, go through the whole thing all over again, or what?
It sounds to me like it's a special meeting to consider bylaws amendments. That's what Benito proposed, so I would think that would be the only thing on the agenda.
Well, then I would suggest the 12th.
That's not what he proposed.
Benito, what was it?
Yeah, that's basically what I was saying, Serene, that just to deal with the bylaws.
Well, that's not what. There's dealing with the bylaw amendments.
Yeah.
There's a meeting to discuss bylaw proposals, which is what George just said, but that's not what I understood you to say. There's a difference between those two things.
Okay, now I'm confused.
I'm sorry. Neither of us understand what the difference is.
If we are meeting to discuss bylaw proposals, it means that we will be coming to the table with proposals or issues and trying to come up with language that then has to go to the PNB early enough to get six people to sign on to meet the deadline of the 26th, by which time all the proposed bylaw changes need to be in. If we're meeting to discuss the bylaw amendment process, the issue of members being able to make bylaw proposals can also be on the table. So that's the difference. Am I not being clear?
Well, I'm still not clear about it, and it isn't clear that it has to be done by the 26th. That was your statement about it. It certainly has to be in time to be posted by by June 2nd. That's
well, as the person who's going to be responsible for receiving them and making sure that they're in order and gotten to the text, and this is not my full-time job, I need it by the 26th.
Okay, so my sense of Benito's proposal is that we're to come to the table on the 13th or the 26th or the 27th with the proposals for what the bylaws amendments would be. We would discuss them, and then after that, there would be time to get six people to sign on to them. Benito, is that correct? Is that what you had in mind?
Well, I wasn't going that far. I think all I'm trying to do is make sure that this committee has an opportunity to develop some proposed amendments. However that works out, I'm new to this committee. I don't know the procedure. I don't know the deadlines. I would suggest, why doesn't Serene, since she's the one she just laid out, she's the one that's going to have to do this, that, and the other to make sure that the stuff actually gets done in time. So maybe she can propose, how to make it happen.
There are three dates that have been suggested. Serene prefers the 26th. The 13th is open. And the 27th is open. Serene prefers not the 13th. She prefers the 26th. Okay?
That's
but it's up to this.
No, that's not what
I'm sorry,
saying.
George. That's not what I said.
I thought it was. You were saying the 13th was right before the 14th, and we were going to be tired and all that stuff. So I thought you were saying that you didn't want the 13th.
That is not at all what I said.
Okay, what did you say?
I said the three LSBs are going to be meeting on the 14th. What kind of meeting and for how long would we be meeting if we met on the 13th? I certainly could not have offered the 27th as a possible meeting date to do this, since I'm saying that we really need to get the proposals in by the 26th. So why would I say let's meet on the 27th?
Hey, I didn't say you proposed the 27th, Serene. That was proposed before you spoke. What I would like to do is to take a vote on the 13th. My assumption would be it would be a two-hour meeting. It would be at the same time, 8:30 to 10:30. However, we're setting the meeting now, so it's up to this group what they want to do. Can I take a vote on the 13th?
And what is the purpose of the meeting?
The meeting, as I understand it from Benito, and as I have done, and this is the craft bylaws amendments to be done in time to get them into the process by June 2nd.
Okay. There have been, if I may speak.
Yes?
There are three ways that bylaw amendments are proposed. One is six directors sign on. Another is that two LSBs sign on, or 1% of the members can sign a petition asking for particular bylaw proposals. So the longest of those processes is the one that involves members because it's the most labor-intensive of them. And I think we need to at least have a discussion on how the members could get involved if they chose to do so.
Okay, so let me.
I'm asking that it not be. That's the agenda
okay.
item that I asked for.
When do you want to have that discussion?
When next we meet, except that you keep trying to restrict it to something that Benito did not ask for. He didn't say just proposals, you know, six signatories. That's not what he said.
Oh, okay.
I have a second meeting.
You can bring anything up you want at this meeting. Any member can do that. I'm not trying to limit what's done there. I'm just trying to get a vote on a date, okay? It's going to be a two-hour meeting unless I hear something from somebody else. Okay, good. So the question is, the first date that's possible is the 13th. Now, is there any objection to meeting on the 13th?
I object. Maria Elena here.
Yeah.
Okay, so we need to take a vote on the 13th.
Let me
first ask, is there any objection to meeting on the 26th?
Say that again, please.
Is there any objection to meeting on the 26th?
Yes.
Memorial Day, George.
I'm sorry,
okay.
Yes. Can I just...
Okay,
yes.
So there are objections. Okay,
okay,
so we're going to take a vote on the 13th.
George?
Yes?
Serena, I think maybe I was not clear about what I said, because then I don't understand how the 26th can come into play. If we're asking, may I just speak again about the members' involvement in this?
No.
Serene, let me answer your question, first of all. You suggested the 26th.
No.
No.
She never did.
You have to go back.
What date would you suggest, Serene?
You couldn't be more wrong.
I'm wrong. I'm totally wrong. I thought I heard you say that you wanted it done on the 26th. What date are you suggesting?
The process of submitting proposals must be finished by the 26th so that we can guarantee that the proposals are all properly posted by June 2nd.
Serene, what date would you suggest for the meeting?
A date well before the 26th. If people want to meet on Friday the 16th,
not the 13th.
You know, if people want to meet on a Sunday,
okay, what we're taking a vote on is whether or not people want to meet on the 13th, and if they don't want to meet on that, we'll get another date. Okay? Any objections to going to a vote? No. That's what we're going to do.
Yep.
We're going to vote on the 13th. It's the first date we can do it. There are objections to doing it. I'll call the roll, and if
the
majority doesn't want to meet then, we won't meet then. It's that simple.
If this is an adjourned meeting and we can agree to meet even on Friday the 9th, which is this coming Friday, there's no reason why we don't need 7 days if it's an adjourned meeting to which the body agrees.
I object.
That's
to that.
Correct, Serene. So I'm asking. I asked you before what date you wanted, and you didn't tell me a date. Would you like to put the 9th into discussion?
I don't
want any particular date. I will go wherever the majority.
Okay, well, can I vote on the 13th? Would it be all right to take a vote on the 13th? Perhaps we have a majority for that.
Benito, to the stack.
Go ahead, Benito.
Yeah. Serene said earlier that there are three LSBs that are going to meet on the 14th. One of them is mine. And I wasn't really conscious of that earlier in the conversation. So it makes sense to me that we would want to, any of us, starting with Vanessa and myself, that want to push the amendment that, or the proposed amendment that we just, the motion that we just passed, that this committee just passed, want to get buy-in from our LSB. So it would make sense to me that we would try to hold this meeting after the 13th. I don't know when, but for whatever that's worth.
Well, the 16th is available after the 13th. The 22nd and the 23rd are available. Other than those dates, you run into the week. So,
the 16th, and what other dates did you say, George?
Somehow. How about the 16th? Does anyone object to meeting on Friday the 16th?
Yes, it's all day in the week. I.
Okay. Does anyone object to meeting on Thursday the 22nd? Yes, there's nothing scheduled for that. There may be a Pacifica board meeting scheduled.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm thinking.
Uh-huh. So how about? So we'll leave that out. How about the 23rd, which is also a Friday? Does anybody object to that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So we have objections to all of them. So I'm going to go take a vote if I can.
George, I think we just do the 22nd. Forget the PMB.
I propose Monday, the 19th.
Is there any objection to vote to meeting on the 22nd?
There's a PNB meeting that day.
There's nothing scheduled now, but there may be. They meet every 2 weeks typically, and the next meeting is if that's done on the 8th, which is 2 days from now, then that would be filled with a PNB meeting, and they do preempt other committees, so that would take priority.
I propose the 19th, Monday. Maria Elena.
The 19th has many other meetings happening. The dates I was suggesting were dates where there was no other meetings happening. KPFC Finance, PFW Community Advisory Board, and KPFK Programming Oversight are all meeting on that date. However, perhaps there's no one on this committee who is concerned about that. Is there any objection to meeting on the Monday the 19th?
Yes, I have to work.
Yeah.
That's the work.
Okay, great. So I have objections on all the dates that have been suggested. Now,
George, my suggestion is we do it on the 22nd. Jose Luis, you know, the PMB.
I heard objections about that too, Jose Luis.
Yeah, but let me hear.
From who, though? If it's just PMB members, we can all work it out. I think it's more important for the LSBs.
We took it out.
I object to that.
Is there any objection to meeting on the 22nd?
We have a PMB.
I object.
I object. If you have PNB, we cannot decide to have another meeting on PNB date.
And you understand that we don't know whether we have one or not. Is that correct?
Right.
No, we do have a PNB.
No, we don't.
It's not scheduled for the 22nd. At the moment, it's open. It's just in a box where the PNB tends to put its meetings, which is the second and fourth Thursday of the month.
Right,
now,
but we know that the affiliates don't like Thursday. So,
Jose Luis, all I need to know is whether there are no objections. I keep hearing objections. Now, with it understood that there is no meeting scheduled for that time, but there might be, is there any objection to meeting on the 22nd?
I object.
Information.
Objections. That's all we need to know.
Information.
Yes.
Manager.
I'm sorry.
Yes, what's your point of information?
What I hear is constantly you are asking everybody, there is objection, and one person objects, and we go to another date. There are a bunch of dates there. Why don't we start, as you had suggested originally, start getting vote on each of these things to see which one is more, which one of them gets more vote and then make that decision. But I oppose having anything on that Thursday 22nd. And also, if I cannot come one day, the whole meeting shouldn't be stopped because I cannot be.
I understand. I would like to take a vote on those dates and to take them beginning with the earliest.
Can you hear me?
No, I couldn't hear. Whoever said can you hear me? I didn't hear you.
Oh. Yeah, I was trying to raise a point of order because that was not a question. There was no point of information there. But as a point of personal privilege, I need to say goodnight now, so I'll look for the email saying what you guys decided.
But, okay. Serene, could you make a proposal before you leave?
No, I have a deadline for something, and it's past that deadline now. I've got to go. Sorry.
All right.
Okay. We have
just a point of information.
What is it?
I would just like to ask Jose Luis, can you explain why you think that it won't be a conflict if we try to hold it on the 22nd?
I'm going to take control of the meeting.
I'm just asking a question.
I know it's a question, but we have to take a vote on these dates anyway, and the 22nd will be one of them. And it really is not a question of what Jose Luis thinks or wants to do or what any one person wants to do. It's really what a majority wants to do.
I understand, but I'm trying to get his thinking, that's all.
Go ahead. Jose Luis, would you respond to Benito's question?
It just seemed like that was the date that had the least disagreement until I proposed that we should take that one. And then there was disagreement. So I think your suggestion of voting on each date, let's just do it so we can...
Okay. Can we do that? Is there any objection to going to a vote on the earliest date first, which would be the 9th, which is a Friday coming up in 4 days?
Not five. I object.
They all have objections. They all have objections. Okay. Let me just clear time. Is anyone for having it on Friday the 9th? Okay. Hearing none. We can next move to Tuesday the 13th. Is anyone for having it on Tuesday the 13th?
Yes, Manisha. Yes.
Okay.
Vanessa,
so we're going to take a vote on Tuesday the 13th. Okay. So, beginning with, I'm going to go the other direction this time, just for fun. John Wenger. Manijay Saba.
Yes.
Yes is the 13th. Serene is gone. I vote for the 13th. Andrea Pritchett, Tony Norman, Pat Logan.
Yes, the 13th.
13th, okay. William Hiragan.
No.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Roman.
Yes.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
No.
Adriana Casanova.
Yes.
Adriana, am I saying your last name correct?
Casanova.
Is Casanova?
Depending. You can say Casanova or you can say Casanova.
Casanova.
Which do you prefer?
Whatever is easier for you.
No, all right, I'll talk to you later. Mal Bernstein. Chuck Anderson, Lona Elias. Okay, so we have 6 votes for, 2 votes against. That's enough to pass it. We will have a meeting on the 13th. I'll post it for 8:30 Eastern time. It'll be...
You didn't call my name. Maria Elena Castillo.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Again, you're not on the list, and we'll fix that, too. Maria Elena.
No. I prefer the 12th.
Okay. We have 6-4-3 against. Shall I try a later date? Seems to me we... Would anyone like to try for another date? Get more votes for it?
It doesn't matter to me. I mean, just the 19th is my concern, and I prefer not a Friday.
I need to leave. I'm sorry, a point of personal privilege. I need to leave. I cannot stay any longer. Sorry.
I'm going to take this as the vote. We'll have a meeting on the 13th to discuss bylaws amendments, to craft them as we can, to discuss procedures otherwise.
Thank you,
okay.
And have a good night. Bye-bye.
Schwartz?
Yes.
Now, George, you have a couple of amendments you want to propose. Do you mind sending those to us?
Yes, I will. One of them is actually passed, and the other one I'm actually going to withdraw. So maybe I won't withdraw it. I'll send it forward again. There was some controversy about it. But, yes, I will send them both. And my suggestion is for everybody who's on this committee who's interested in having bylaws to send them by email as soon as you can so people have a chance to look at them before we have the meeting.
George, I have a question. Maria Elena
yes.
here. And
yes.
that is, about an hour ago, I sent you the proposed motion or amendment, whatever, to the bylaws regarding urgent duties of the IGM and the general
yes.
managers. Did you get that? And were you
I did get it, yes.
that? And will you be forwarding that to other members of the governance committee?
You did it. You sent it to GovList. Everybody's got it.
Oh, okay. That's what I wanted to confirm.
And it can be on the agenda for the next meeting.
Yes, I'm asking that it be on that agenda.
Yes.
Okay, so George is going to send yes. out all the proposed amendments so far. Is that correct?
Oh, only been two. And then there's Maria Lane.
And then the one
three.
That he's proposing, so it'll be three.
Yeah, that's right. And I would encourage, I mean, there are a bunch from last year that didn't pass. And I know people want to put forth again, whether they want to run them through the governance committee or not, I don't know.
I see.
So basically, I'm leaving it up to the members of the committee to bring forth the things that they want to see there. And I'll send out a note right away to alert the people who weren't here that that's going to happen.
Okay.
George, it's Pat Logan.
Hi, Pat. Yes.
Hi. Can you please have someone call me, as happened today, to give me the number for the meeting because I don't have access.
You're not getting them either?
I don't have access to the Internet right now. My computer died.
Oh.
Complicated story. I don't have speech right now, so that I can't access anything. So.
Did somebody give you the number for today?
Yes.
Yeah,
if
I did.
It's the same.
It's going to be the same number?
Yep.
Okay, the same code.
Same code, everything.
Okay, I'll hold on to it.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
And the same time?
Same time.
8:30 Eastern.
Yes. Okay, anything else before we conclude?
Yeah, everybody go have some kind of relaxing drink.
Good job,
yes.
George.
George, you have a lot of patience and you're a good chair.
I apologize for losing my cool. And I appreciate you all being there. We'll see you next week. I'll see you on the
13th.
Good night.
All right.